Hey everybody, before we get started today, I wanted to tell y'all about an upcoming charity fishing tournament being held in memory of Hunter Christmas. Hunter loved fishing and the outdoors, so I think it's going to be a great way to honor his memory and also help out his parents with 60% of the entry fees going directly to them. The tournament's going to be on June 1st at PAX Landing, and sign up will be the morning of. Burgers and hot dogs will be available for sale at the weigh-in, and they're going to be raffling off some pretty cool prizes, including a shotgun or a $300 gift card. Any other donations will go straight to Hunter's parents. For more information, head on over to the 19 Boat Bass Club group on Facebook, or just search for the Hunter Christmas Memorial Tournament. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show.
What is this crap?
Easily the most painful video to watch on
what
YouTube
is
right
happening?
Now. So around Christmas, we were sitting around at Allie's grandmother's house with her brother and sister, and Christine pulls up this video and starts playing it of this high school choir scatting.
Was that it? That was it. God. It sounded like they were 80. It was
high school kids. Oh, no. From like 10 years ago, and it's the most painful thing to watch because none of them have rhythm. No. There's a Welcome to the Not Religious Podcast.
Hello.
Where we're going to teach you about the Lord and how to think for yourself. Am I right, Brian?
You are so correct.
Well, I'm Blake.
And I am Brian.
And we're your gracious hosts.
Are we gracious, though?
We're doing everybody a favor.
Okay.
By doing this.
Are we?
So.
Okay.
But we're back this week to talk to you all about Christian clickbait.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum.
But before we get to our main topic today, I do have a news story for everybody. An old faithful news story. Oh, that's so intense. Breaking. Actually, no, that's not breaking. This is from a few days ago. All right. Woman breaks into stranger's home, pet a dog, washed dishes, and left.
That's my kind of intruder.
A woman was arrested in Ohio. There
of
you
course.
Go. Your stomping grounds.
Yeah.
After she allegedly broke into a home, petted the family's dog, and washed the dishes. The Vinton County Sheriff's Office said it received a call Monday morning about a burglary at a residence in the village of Hamden, some 80 miles south of Columbus. Do you know where Hamden's at?
No.
Okay. Deputies arrived at the home and spoke with an individual who said a woman had entered their residence through the back door, sat down on the couch, and began to pet the family dog, then washed the dishes and left.
She had to be cracked out. Did they ever find her?
Her picture. She's obviously on something.
Oh, I saw it. She looks like Momo.
Yeah, she looks like Momo.
Yeah.
Maybe it is Momo.
Maybe it's Momo.
Seeking her revenge.
Petting dogs.
Petting your dogs. The individual told deputies they didn't know the woman, and she was never invited into their home. The homeowner noted that the woman was acting very strange, according to the sheriff's office. And while deputies were interviewing the individual, the sheriff's office received a call that a woman matching the description of the suspect was knocking on doors of other residences in the area. A deputy located the woman and approached her. The woman, identified as Cheyenne Ewing,
a.k.a. Momo.
Momo, appeared to be under the influence of narcotics and gave the deputy a false name. Momo.
Momo.
She told the deputy that she had been up for 2 days straight.
Oh, gosh.
According to the sheriff's office. Ewing was subsequently arrested for burglary and taken to the Southeastern Ohio Regional Jail in Nelsonville, where she's being held on $10,000 bond, according to jail records.
Did she steal anything?
Didn't steal anything.
Then why burglary?
She just stole the affection of their dog, I guess, by petting it and also stealing away the germs from all their dirty dishes.
I should be breaking
they probably should have washed before they ever left the house. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah, that's I got to wash dishes like right when I do them.
They did it to themselves.
They were asking for it.
Exactly. I think they deserve that.
Left the dog alone.
Right.
Needed some company.
What kind of sick.
Tank would love that.
Oh, he would.
Tank would. That would be his thing.
And I think you and Lee would appreciate the dishes.
Definitely.
But anyway, so there you go. There's our new story for this
week.
So
if you want to break into my house, the code on the door is 3315. So does 3315 come on in, wash some dishes?
It's also the last four of Brian's social security number. So right. If you want to do some adding.
Oh, you don't have to do that. Once you come into the house, I have my social security number written on a chalkboard along with all of our other pertinent information.
And his blood type.
And my blood type. With blood.
With blood. Actual. Brian wrote it in his own blood on the wall.
Yeah.
All right. So this week we're gonna talk to you about Christian clickbait. And I'm sure you're already asking yourselves, Blake, Brian, what is Christian clickbait?
Wait, you said asking yourselves and then...
Oh, asking us.
Yeah.
Sorry. Asking us, Blake, Brian, what is Christian clickbait?
Yes, what is it, Blake?
All right, well, the official, according to Google, the definition for clickbait is content whose main purpose is to attract attention and encourage visitors to click on a link to a particular web page.
That's out of Webster's Dictionary.
Webster's Dictionary said that.
Yeah. Well, and here's the reason why we're doing clickbait. Okay. So I like my Facebook to be entertaining to me.
Yes.
I don't want to know your theology on my Facebook. I do not want to know your political views or stance on my Facebook. I was once one person who would post my theology or my political views on the Facebook. I'm at a point in time right now where I want to watch videos of monkeys playing with cats and, you know, in Avengers, you know, fan theories. And I want to be entertained by Facebook. I do not want crap coming into my life through Facebook. I want to unplug from the world for like 3 to 5 minutes,
right.
Scroll through my newsfeed, have a couple chuckles, watch the newest Jimmy Fallon skit or something, you know, laugh, and then move on with my day. But what you people keep doing to me, which I have lost all faith in humanity after going to Disney and now looking through and cleaning up my Facebook, is I get crap on my Facebook that's nothing but stupid clickbait that people share, and it drives me insane. I'm like, I had to unfollow a lot of people on the Facebook instead of unfriending them, because I don't want them to get the wrong idea. Like, hey, I like you, I just hate what you do on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, you're cool, but your actions once you get in front of a computer suck. So I don't want that interfering with my life anymore.
Yeah.
So I unfollowed some people. But what happened was scrolling through the Facebook and boom, someone shared an article.
Yeah.
Mr. Ratburn comes out as gay in Arthur season premiere. First of all, the amount of shock that I had from this was not that Mr. Ratburn was gay.
We all knew that.
It was the fact that Arthur is still on television.
Oh, yeah. I was very
they still
very
make sh- that? He's,
it is still on, and it is the same type of animation.
Right.
The animation has not changed in 400 years.
Okay, so that's the headline under the picture, but above the picture, it's Christians in uproar over cartoon.
Yeah.
What Christians? Who? The people on Facebook. this is who's in an uproar. Now the comments are hilarious because there's people who awesome. Are not taking it seriously whatsoever, and then people who are extremely taking it seriously,
way too seriously. Yep.
So I got a little entertainment from the comments, but still, why is this Christians in uproar over cartoon? Why is that on my? And that is just what that is doing is that's baiting people, clickbait, to click on the story, read about the story, and then try to get some sort of traffic on their Facebook with the comments and the likes and the dislikes and the sad faces.
Yep. So I found another one from ChristianPost.com, and here's the headline. PBS, quote, taking advantage of parents. Of parents' trust by including gay wedding in Arthur. So,
I don't want this to turn into a gay thing.
Oh, it's not. Yeah, that's not where we're going.
I know, but I'm going to say something in a minute.
Yeah,
and then I want to move on from the gay thing.
Okay. So, but a perfect example of this clickbait is using something like taking advantage,
right,
of parents,
right.
That is what creates the traffic on that post, because now you have a target for the Christian audience.
Adjectives and verbs.
Right.
Kill.
Let's go after PBS. You know, burn the witch.
Burn the witch. No, but here's the deal. Like, just with that, takes advantage of parents' trust or whatever. I'm going to say something for a little bit, and then I want to move on from the gay thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's other stuff that happens. Okay. And what I want to say is this. I doubt, highly doubt, any parent has ever sat their child in front of a television to watch Arthur with the premise that Arthur is a Christian television show.
Yeah.
There has been zero people in the world who have said, you know what, Christian Arthur television cartoon, I'm going to sit my child in front of it and let him watch this Christian cartoon, okay? With that said, no one's trust has been taken advantage of.
Yeah, or brainwashed.
It's not like someone on VeggieTales, you know, ended up, you know, sodomy on VeggieTales or something like that. That would be like betraying someone's trust, I would think. You know, Christians probably would not be tuning into VeggieTales to watch sodomy.
Right.
Or whatever, a gay wedding or whatever would infuriate the Christian masses. So no one's being taken advantage of. Here's the deal. Arthur takes place in a magical world.
Yeah.
It's a freaking rabbit.
Is he a rabbit?
I don't know. There's a rabbit on the picture. I mean, they're not real. It's a cartoon, number one. Number two, they're not human beings. Number three, it doesn't happen in the same world you live in. And number four, even if it did, it's not a Christian cartoon.
Well, Brian, I found a list of religious references in Arthur.
Go ahead. I can find a list of religious references in Game of Thrones. I mean, seriously.
All right. In one episode, Brain, there's someone named Brain, I guess. Brain says, after eating a chicken sandwich from the restaurant Chicken Lickin', he says, "Ah, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Another quote from Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know who else quoted Jesus?
It's a Christian show.
Or quoted the Bible? Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction.
He sure did. I see this way too much on Facebook. I think there's a lot of people who shouldn't even have one.
Right. I want to be the person who takes it away.
Well, they shouldn't have one, but I get so much joy out of things that they post that I hate to. I would hate it if they didn't have one.
Well, yeah, there's you that know, one, there's, one guy.
We've got, that, oh, we, I've got a few that I've keep got, on, yeah. I've, that I keep on there just because
it's interesting. But they're not posting. Oh, all right, so there's one guy that I keep around on my Facebook just because he's an idiot. And you know, it's laughable. I mean, he is a human being who I have no idea how he functions on a day-to-day basis. You know, I hope, and he loves God, and that's awesome, and I hope Jesus is in his life, but he's an idiot. I mean, you can't make it any more plainer than that. He's a moron. And I keep him around on my Facebook because it entertains me. The stuff that he puts on there entertains me. I probably sound like a horrible person, but look, I'm just keeping it real, man.
You're a douche, but you're my douche, and I love you. I found a quote on a website earlier when I was doing some research about the harm of clickbait for Christians and sharing these articles and things like that. So as connected technologies have shaped our culture and changed the ways we communicate, we tend to value emotional stimulation more so than mental exertion. We're drawn to whatever makes us feel happy, sad, or mad and react accordingly with little to no deeper thought. Bloggers and other media producers capitalize on this impulse and churn out content, and they expect to gain visits to their sites, hence the term clickbait. Whether the author intended it or not, the title, quote, "Men Prefer Debt-Free Virgins Without Tattoos," is a prime example of this. It bears little relevance to the post content, which presents the author's argument that Christian women should focus on homemaking instead of pursuing an expensive college education, which she loosely ties into the passage in 1 Peter 3:4, calling for women to have meek and quiet spirits.
Aardvark. That's what Arthur is.
He's an aardvark?
He's an aardvark.
I don't even know what a regular aardvark looks like.
Me either.
But
no, but how many times, and it's also a source for ad revenue. So on your website, the more clicks you get, or on your Facebook, whatever, the more clicks you get, that stuff can be monitored, okay? And when you're approaching advertisers, we've experienced this. I've had to tell an advertiser how much traffic we get on social media and our podcast. So the more clicks you get, the better, the more money you're going to make. So even if you say, Jesus is black, or whatever, you know, and people click on it and go to whatever page you want it on.
Yeah.
That is helping them. That is giving them the traffic that they need to get advertisers and pop-up ads and, you know, whatever. It's a way for them to get more revenue. I mean, it's not just on Facebook. You know, it's the news, and I don't want to get into a news thing because all news outlets suck. Fox News sucks, CNN sucks, MS, they all suck.
Right.
Okay. But they do the exact same thing. So do newspapers.
Yeah.
Newspapers do the exact same thing.
You have to grab attention.
Right. Somehow. It's an attention getter. Where I have a problem with it is, number one, I have a problem when it targets a specific group, say Christians. We'll use that for an example. We're going to target Christians just to start an argument. You're causing tension and you're causing division when it doesn't even exist. One example is the Chris Pratt thing we talked about a little while ago. One of the headlines said, "What Chris Pratt just said about Christianity has him blacklisted in Hollywood." And then the article went on to tell about the speech he gave, or no, an interview that he gave that says he's, you know, started to pay more attention with his son being born to his spiritual life, this, that, and the other. Didn't even mention him being blacklisted in Hollywood anywhere.
No.
So what that headline did, it gave someone a false sense of reality that this is truth and this is actually happening. Star-Lord's getting crapped on because he's a Christian. Hollywood hates him.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No.
That doesn't exist. Mm-mm. But now we're led to believe that that exists. And what does that make me do as the right-wing conservative Christian? I hate Hollywood. Hollywood and all their liberal, you know...
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. No, it'd be thanks, Trump.
Thank you,
oh,
Trump.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. Yeah. Yeah. All their sissy rainbow flag waving, abortion having liberals. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not the world that we live in.
I've heard someone say that.
That That world only exists in a small percentage of people's minds.
Yeah.
But we're led to believe that Chris Pratt is now blacklisted in Hollywood. No one likes him. He's never going to get a role again. Nope. He's never going to make any money because he's a Christian, and poor Christians and Christians get crapped on.
Yeah. It's just we live in a world of persecution, and it's unsafe to be a Christian.
No,
it's not. It's really not. People think you're a bunch of douchebags.
If you're in China or if you're over in these countries where you're getting beheaded, sure.
Yeah.
It's unsafe. In freaking the continental U.S.?
Yeah.
No.
And nothing like that is happening anytime soon either. I just want to point that out. People think that we're on the cusp of the end of days for Christians when it comes to outspoken we are.
The machines will rise before that happens.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We will fight the freaking AI before we have a Christian versus non-Christian.
Except for Robot Dave. We won't fight Robot Dave.
I will kill Robot Dave.
Oh, he's right here, Brian.
No, he's not. He doesn't exist. He's a soundbite on my iPad.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, Dave. That's my bad. A lot of people would argue and say that maybe our episode titles are clickbait.
They are.
But I feel like it's for a different reason.
It's to catch it. My perfect example is the Colin Kaepernick one.
Yeah, that one generates a lot of
traffic. Colin Kaepernick is more patriotic than you are. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we broke it down in the episode to say, yeah,
he is.
But we talked about the content in mm-hmm. our title.
Yeah,
most of these. And I'd go out and say 90% of them, mm-hmm. they don't talk about the content in the title, number one. And number two, it's purely to cause an argument, to cause division, to give a false sense of reality. I mean, how many posts or things do you see about right now? It's abortion. People are just trying to argue, and the world, the government, the U.S. government hates Christians so bad that they want to kill all the babies in the world.
Right.
That's not true, people.
Yep.
Not at all. But if you were to go through your social media and look at headlines, that's the impression that I get. Mm-hmm. That's the impression that people are sharing. And that's another thing. People share it. Mm-hmm. And that's what bothers me.
It is failure to tell the truth. It's all about misrepresentation. It's very deceiving. It's not right. And like you said, you have a certain group of Christians who stay on Facebook all day long, and they share this and that and the other and yada, yada, yada. And then they get triggered by something like this, and all it does is create more division between Christians and the rest of the world, because they still think you're a bunch of Looney Tunes,
right?
From sharing, you know, and you don't cite your sources, you don't do your research. I guarantee you that 90% of those articles that get shared don't get read.
No,
they just hit share on Facebook because all you need is a good bold title,
right,
to piss people off, and then share it, and then generates mad faces. And comments, and it's like, oh my God, I'm never watching PBS again. I'll never let my child watch PBS. This world is it's just not safe anymore. It's like, shut up.
Right.
Chill,
like,
dude.
Like, honestly, why though? You know what I'm saying? Like, what compels someone to share something that is abrasive? All right, so you're a Christian, okay? And there's something, like right now, the hot topic is abortion.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's something about abortion, and you share it, and it's a very inflammatory article or whatever, okay? Your main goal in that is to start an argument or to try to convince someone that you are right and they are wrong. Mm-hmm. This is where I stand. Everyone look where I stand. If you don't stand with me, hey, comment on my thing, and I can convince you why you're wrong. That is the exact 180 opposite attitude and direction that Jesus wants you to be.
Exactly.
Instead of trying to incite an argument and disagree and try to convince someone that they are wrong and you are right, you're meant to love them. Mm-hmm. Love them where they are. Yep. Love them for what they believe. Love them. Treat them kindly.
Yep.
Kinder than what you would treat yourself.
Clickbait is failure to love. I just came across this on a article as we were talking about it, and this quote is really good. Clickbait exists where the writer or publisher is thinking of himself before others. His primary concern is not loving or serving other people by providing helpful, high-quality articles. No, his concern is building his platform or stuffing his own pockets. This emphasis on money or influence works itself out in ways that frustrate the reader. So, and in this article, he goes on to have a few suggestions as to how things could be fixed when it comes to Christian writers that blog, post, or write for some type of media outlet. Work hard to create headlines that are compelling, but not gimmicky, that stand out in a crowded space, but without resorting to manipulation or cheap tricks. Give people what you promised in the headline. Maybe give them more. Never give them less. Keep an eye on your adjectives. If it's not actually shocking, don't say that it is. And that's the one that really gets on my nerves. It's the ones that's like, you'll be shocked to learn what they did next.
Right, right. That's the worst.
You're already putting that emotion in them before they ever freaking click the link. You know what I mean?
That's the worst. And I mean, clickbait can be fun, you know.
Yeah.
100 songs about the sky. You'll never believe number 22.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
I came across a website the other day, too, when we started talking about this. And it was a breakdown of every book in the Bible and 66 shocking clickbait Bible headlines that you won't believe. And obviously, I'm not going to read all 66, but a few of them are really funny. First Kings. This guy had 1,000 women. Here's how badly that ended. Song of Songs. The surprising way to find a man and keep him. Psalms, 150 amazing ancient songs. Number 23 will blow your mind. this one's my favorite one. Mark, three women went into a graveyard. What they found will shock you.
Oh,
it's funny. It's hilarious. This whole article is so funny.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It seems like. All right, so to be a Christian clickbaiter or someone who is... What? Read it.
Got one more. Sorry.
Okay.
Revelation. Must have survival secrets for the end of the world.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry. Okay. I had to get that one out.
That's good. Here's what they do, man. They keep up with trends. They keep up with what's trending. They keep up with what is popular. And they basically just troll the internet, pop culture, other things, and seeing what people are into, seeing what the hot topics are, seeing what's moving the meter, the needle. And then they try to force a Christian perspective to try to just get clicks. And it's kind of like what I said earlier. I can watch Game of Thrones and I could start tying in biblical stuff to it.
Yeah.
But is that the purpose that it was created or is that the sole intention of Game of Thrones is to be a biblical reference point?
No.
Heck no.
Not at all.
Not at all. But you know what I'm saying? That's the same thing people are doing with these Chris Pratt blacklisted in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. No, he's not.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Stop. Any type of controversy that comes up, whether it be the Starbucks cups. I'm sure there was a lot of clickbait that came around with that. I remember seeing a lot of it. I can't remember what the headlines were. The Starbucks, like Christmas cups, the CEO of Starbucks, talking about it, what, and see, that's a perfect example, is the article that got shared around over and over and over again was talking about how he said if you did not support gay marriage, then he didn't want your business.
Right.
He never said that. That never came out of his mouth.
I found one from that very thing.
Okay.
So that's funny that you brought that up. From Starbucks. Hold on. CEO of Starbucks does not want Christian's business.
That's the article that got shared around so much, and it just made everybody mad, and they didn't even know what they were mad about because they didn't read it.
Right. And he had nothing to say even close to that.
Right.
But now we're going to boycott Starbucks because it's us versus them. Mm-hmm. It should never be freaking us versus them. It should always be us loving them.
And as Christianity as a whole has turned into nothing but us versus them mentality. And it's so sad to see because Jesus didn't intend that at all.
Right.
It is not you versus the world. You are not the one that's got all the answers.
Right.
You're supposed to work together. And the second you start isolating yourself from the rest of the world, you got a huge problem on your hands.
Sure. And you know, but then you're going to have people who say, oh, I'm not supposed to be one of this world. And I'm supposed to be separate of this world. You know, again, do some research and
you don't
quote
means.
Scripture. Find the contextual relevance to what's being said, how it's being said, and actually maybe ask yourself some hard questions about where do I fit in this world and in culture and what is my role as a Christian? Don't just start spouting off scripture and say, well, you know, I heard a sermon once on this, and this is how it is. No, that's one guy's opinion from a pulpit.
And you probably heard it 10 years ago, so you probably have put your own context into it.
Right. Did you see the one, don't let the doctor do this to your baby?
Yes. All right, so, okay, that was the headline. Mm. Don't let your doctor do this to your baby. On top of being an illogical verbal attack, the article's headline was very misleading. Instead of a genuine look at a real and harmful medical practice, the article was a sermon on transgenderism and the evils of declaring your baby a boy or girl.
So it was for transgenderism is what I'm getting from this. It was a sermon on
transgenderism.
And the evils of declaring your baby a boy or a girl.
Right.
So don't let the doctor say, it's a boy.
Yeah.
Or it's a girl is what they're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let your doctor do this to your baby.
Right. And it makes it sound like the doctor that's been done for years or something that the doctor normally practices could be harmful to the baby.
Right. It's very...
Hey, that baby's going to hear you say it's a boy or it's a girl when it comes out.
And that's kind of from the other side of it.
Sure.
You know, it's not necessarily.
It's still clickbait.
It's still clickbait. And it's so.
It's still trying to incite something.
Yeah. Yep.
I often have to step back from, and a lot of it from following. Or unfollowing people on Facebook is going to help a lot. Mm-hmm. But I have to read things and then I step back and say, really? Like, I don't want to know. You hate Joe Biden. That's awesome. I don't care. Don't start sharing things about Joe Biden. You know, let me pull one up here. Biden says he can undo what Trump has done. Okay. And then underneath it, it says senator for 36 years, vice president for 8, blames Trump for America's problems. You couldn't find a video of a person holding up a blanket in front of their dog and then dropping it and hiding behind a wall and watching the dog freak out like that.
that's what you like.
That's what belongs on Facebook.
Right.
You know what else belongs on Facebook?
What?
Awesome pictures of food.
Yeah.
Or recipes. Like, oh my gosh, I want to eat that. Or cute baby pictures. You got a cute baby picture of like your grandkid or something? Post a cute baby picture. That's awesome. You know what doesn't belong on Facebook? 12 reasons why the government is killing American babies. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. Like, why should that be next to this Jimmy Fallon Avengers song?
Is it the
yes,
we start the fire?
Yeah.
Or we didn't start the fire?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. How do those two things go together? What are we ingesting with this? So, I mean, I guess what I would say is you have to ask yourself, what is your purpose for social media and Facebook? Mm-hmm. Is your purpose entertainment or is it a platform? Mm-hmm. Because for me, it's entertainment and yeah. I don't care about a platform. Some people, this is their platform.
Yeah.
To get across their political views, their theology, how messed up everything is. Mm-hmm. It's their, I guess, voice.
You want to know a really great website, and I'm going to promote them because I think they're so ridiculous they need to be promoted, that generates a lot of clickbait. It's Christwire.org. And I remember Christwire.org from years ago. Mm-hmm. You've heard of Skrillex.
Yeah.
So there was this big article, and I wish I could go back and find it. It was so long ago, I don't think it's even around anymore. But it's about Skrillex and something about him using his satanic and homosexual influence and on the youth of today. And he's a DJ. Like, he... just like he's a DJ. What is he going to do?
Right.
But they called him, they said that Skrillex was Latin for homosexual Satan wasp. And I don't know if that's true. Oh. I'm going to actually look it up and confirm that.
I don't know what that is. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and now that President Trump has finally declared war on the LGBT community, what minority should he target next? God, Trump is not declaring war on anyone.
There is no official definition, a Latin translation for Skrillex, by the way. So where homosexual Satan wasp came from, don't know.
No.
Another one that they did, Kanye West tweets to abolish 13th Amendment, which would make slavery legal again.
What? Oh, God. What's up, everyone in podcast land? This is Brian.
And I'm Blake.
And we are from the Not Religious Podcast, here to talk to you about one of our sponsors, PillarOfHopeApparel.com.
All right, Brian, they got some shirts, they got some hats, they got phone cases, whatever you need. It's awesome.
And if you go right now and go to your cart, fill it up, put in the promo code NRP116, you'll get 10% off your order.
Jeez, 10%?
10%. That's PillarOfHopeApparel.com. Promo code NRP116.
Check them out.
Oh, here's a good one. The Walking Dead. Hillary Clinton orders death of Glenn. So Hillary Clinton is responsible for Glenn's eye getting popped out by Negan.
Oh, I knew it. I called that.
I don't know, man. This is just, it makes me lose a lot of faith in humanity.
Yes.
But what I have to realize is, and here's a good testimony or whatever. Okay, so for so long, I was around people like this. Mm-hmm. And I'm not afraid to say this. There's a lot of people at the church that I worked at who were like this. And I could say that there was a good amount of people who liked the conflict, liked the us versus them, liked the stories about, you know, Trump is waging war against the gays, you know, and I was around that for a lot of time. I was saturated in it.
Yeah.
Really made me lose hope for humanity. Once I got outside of that environment and started meeting other people and This is nothing against that church. I'm not saying anything about the leadership. I'm not saying anything about the way that church was run or anything like that. Just the congregants happen to all collectively. What you have is you have people who are alike. What they do is they do things together, you know, that's attractive to them. You know, I'm going to go to this church because there's people there like me.
Right.
Okay. There were a lot of people who went to that church who were very, very far right, misguided, looking for the us versus them mentality in everything. Since I've been separated from that, I've been able to meet people who do not share that and who are...
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, it's so refreshing, and it's actually given me hope for people.
Yeah.
And I can step back and say, oh my gosh, not all environments are like that. You know, I was judging things off of just the environment that I had surrounded myself in. There's other environments out there that aren't like that. Yeah. And look, if you want to be in that kind of community, cool. You know, if that's what floats your boat, to be very brash and us versus them, and the Christians are attacked, and you know, the gays suck, and you know, all that jazz. Look, man, that's your thing. Do it. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
But I've been able to find, and I thought it wasn't going to be like that. I thought I was going to have to not have that kind of interaction with people who thought how I thought or saw things the way I saw things. I thought it would be a very small percentage, but it turns out it's just the opposite. It's put in perspective that group that I was surrounded by is a very small percentage. That the vast majority of everywhere else isn't like that. You know, I don't want to say it in a overall negative way. I feel it's negative to me. It's negative to me. It's my personal opinion. It may not be that way for somebody else, okay? But the people I found myself surrounded with, I didn't like it. Yeah. I didn't like the environment because of what I just said. There was a lot of this stuff going on within the congregation of the people, and that's who I was surrounded by. Not saying it's good or bad, I just didn't like it. My personal opinion, didn't want any more of it. Type deal. Now I'm in a place where I can say I don't have to be around those people, and it's not as saturated as what I thought. Like there's a whole wide world out there, and more often than not, far right or far left, us versus them on the right side, us versus them on the left side. More often than that, those are the fringe groups, and there's more in the middle. And just to put in perspective, I surrounded myself. I was in that environment with the kind of leaning to the right, very far right, opinionated, brash community. Listen, there's a community around here that's very far left and very brash and very idiotic. And, you know, us versus them on that side. So I'm not picking on one side than the other. What I'm saying is that's the environment I was in.
Yeah.
And I got out of it, and I got to see far right, far left. Those are the minorities. Those are the small groups. This part in the middle that I've been experiencing and people, you know, telling me I don't give a crap about that. You know, I don't give a crap about that. I love God. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, I love God. I love people. Kids and kittens are cute. You know what I'm saying?
It's so simple, man.
It truly is. It
does not have to be so difficult. We have made things so difficult.
Society. Christian society.
Has made things so difficult, and it was never intended to be this difficult.
No.
And you can't keep using the excuse that it's the devil doing it, because it's not.
Well, here's the deal.
It's yourself.
It's either... In an evangelical mindset, it's either the devil or it's God.
Yeah.
There is never any personal responsibility. It's either God is blessing me or the devil is doing this to me. There's never personal accountability for what the individual is doing. And Jesus, if anything, if you can take anything from the Gospels, it's Jesus wanted an interpersonal relationship, an individual relationship with you. Not the devil made me do it. God made me do it. What did you do? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Follow me. Follow me. That's an individual command. That's him talking to a person. Follow me.
Yep.
I just don't. I don't know.
We're making it so much harder on ourselves. Actually, I take that back. You're making it so much harder on yourself because I don't feel like I do that.
It's the human in us, though. We're, as humans, we're attracted to it.
Yeah.
We're attracted to conflict. We're attracted, and people can say, oh, I like avoiding confrontation.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You jump out in front of it.
Right.
Right. You love it.
You might not want to do it face to face.
Yeah.
But you get on the Facebooks.
Yeah.
And you're all over it.
There are people who are, I think they have an addiction to, I think they have an addiction to being in an argument with somebody.
Definitely.
Always has to be, it's like a rush for them, you know?
Definitely.
Starting fights, you know, picking arguments with people. And a lot of times they come across these articles that they don't, again, they don't read them.
Right.
They just see it and they hit share.
Right.
And it's to start something. Ooh, I'm going to pick it up.
Right. Like I want, like here's, start a pot. I'm on my Facebook right now. Perfect example. This lady, Kathy, we both know her. It's a picture of a lake and her on her pontoon boat and the sun is setting.
That's what Facebook's for.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And then right after that, guess what? Mr. Dave shares a SPCA, a dog up for adoption, a little cute dog wearing a bow tie.
Please buy that dog.
That's awesome.
Please, someone go buy that dog.
Someone go adopt that dog.
Yes, you need a puppy.
And then I get...
My wife is going to hear that and she's going to go buy that dog.
She's going to go buy it.
She's already talking about it.
And then I get Clemson football week two. That's what I want to know.
That's what you need,
Brian.
That's
right there. Yep. But right after that, right after that.
Abortion.
Yes.
Yep.
Right after.
That's. I knew that was going to be all over it today.
Right after.
Nothing but abortion.
Right. And this person shared it. Realtors say that there will be a decrease in young homeowners as the new abortion bill is passed, basically implying that young people, young married couples who might get pregnant or might not get pregnant are going to leave Alabama.
You're making it so much harder on yourself.
Yeah. It's creating an environment that's displeasing to God.
Honestly.
I don't have it perfect, man. And I screw up daily. Screw up all of freaking us. Big daily.
Every day.
I'm okay with that.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, I can say at some point in my day, I've made it about God. At some point in my day, I know I have. Even if it was just waking up and being thankful to be able to wake up. I've made it about God. I'm trying to fulfill my purpose. I'm trying to show love. I'm going to Lowe's. I'm chatting up the cashier, you know, trying to make her laugh, trying to show love, trying to bring joy. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Because all you need is love.
All you need is love.
I came across an article while we were talking about it, or just scrolling through Facebook to see if I could find something about the abortion stuff. Surprisingly, I haven't in the five seconds that I scrolled through Facebook. I did come across something.
Your
I was like,
the wrong people.
This is perfect clickbait. There's a page on Facebook that I follow called comicbook.com. Mm-hmm. They do share a lot of clickbait.
Oh, big time.
They get people riled up for comic book, superhero news, whatever, all the time. And how I know is because I'll go straight.
I read it.
Well, read the comment. But before I even read the article.
Go to the comments.
I'll go to the comments because there's always one hero. And right. Not all heroes wear capes.
That's right.
There is someone who will comment on there and be like, clickbait.
Clickbait.
Or just tell you in summary, in five words, what the whole entire article was going to tell you.
Right.
But I came across something that caught my eye. Mm. And I said, Chris Rock to reboot Saw franchise for Lionsgate.
Oh.
So I said, this has got to be some clickbait crap, man. Mm-hmm. He probably just like had a hand in, he might have given some money for them to redo, you know, make it sound like he's going to like be steady in the helm of the Saw franchise.
Right.
Now. But reading the comments, I have not read the article. I'm recording a podcast. I'll go read it later.
Right.
But I did read through some of the comments, and apparently he really is doing it.
So. Oh, wow.
There you go.
Look at that.
Yep.
Look at it.
Well, so there you go. You got anything else to add to that?
I don't.
I think in short, just stop. Stop with the all right. You can't stop the clickbait.
No.
It's how.
Promoting it.
It's how.
Enabling it.
Websites and bloggers and people like that. That's kind of how they make their living now.
Listen, we, like you said, we use a version of clickbait.
Yeah.
But it's different. It's called titling. It's in the journalistic world.
You need something to pop.
Right. You want your headline to be able to give insight and ask a question to your audience for them to want to read more.
Yes.
But when your headline doesn't even go with the article, clickbait.
We could have titled this episode, Blake and Brian Break Down Their Favorite Pop-Tart Flavors.
Right.
And then we could have talked about this the whole entire time.
Right.
That's a perfect example of clickbait.
Right.
But we took the time to dive into how it's being used by Christian websites and Christian bloggers. And
Christians aren't the only ones.
They're not
doing
the only ones.
But what you find is the Christian
They're definitely community, the most harmful.
The Christian community, the issue we have is the Christian community is using it to incite us versus them.
Yeah.
And almost draw a line in the sand. Jesus did not want the line drawn.
Yeah.
He wanted to love. And if they're different than you, if they hate Jesus, love them. Mm-hmm. Love them.
You have to. All right. Well, there you go.
There you are. That was good.
That was good.
It was kind of like a rant almost.
Yeah,
like
but it felt good to get it out.
It really did.
It feels, this
and
is
I think
therapeutic
it's an issue.
For us.
I think it's an issue.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people listening with us are going to be like, oh, yeah.
Please, just first, before you share it, any article. Please read the entire thing.
Right.
And then decide if you want to share it or not.
Right.
I have come across stuff before that was an article that really jumped out at me, and I said, wow.
Wow.
I pulled a Owen Wilson. Wow. But I said, well, let me read it just to make sure that this is what we're really talking about here. And I've come across stuff tons of times that was like, the article headline is very deceiving. That's not exactly... You know, people could have thought I was promoting all kind of crap, and
right.
I didn't mean to. So just take your time, do your research.
And like I said, I used to do the same thing, man. Man, I wanted to start an argument. I wanted people to know where I stood, and I wanted them to question it because I thought I had the answers. I thought I could tell them
You were going to change.
I was going to change them.
Yeah.
But listen, I found a gray hair on my chest the other day in wisdom. I've gained a little perspective on life.
Man, New Age Solomon.
Boom.
Here to spread that wisdom and his gray chest hairs to the world.
Nope, not hairs.
Hair. Gray chest hair.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, Brian, what are you listening to this week?
All right, so Lee and I went to the Hillsong United.
Yes. How was that?
It was awesome.
I can imagine.
It was awesome. We were... you know how oftentimes bands will have the main stage and then about 50 yards away from the main stage. They have like a sub stage.
Yeah.
A small little stage where they'll come out and do certain songs or stuff on that. We were probably, I don't know, anywhere from 5 to 10 rows back from the sub stage. So I got to see Joel Houston's leopard print Converse, cool. like up close and personal. And cool. I was like, I'm going to buy some of them. Those are awesome. Yeah. But it was awesome. They were out. They played some older stuff, some familiar stuff, but they're really promoting their new album, People.
Yeah.
It's a really good, it's a throwback to some of their older stuff.
I've heard it's
a lot of the stuff strays away from what we've had these past 5 years with mainstream worship music. Very predictable.
It got really, I wouldn't even say techno. I wouldn't consider it techno, just very electronic too.
Very electronic, yeah.
And almost like a downer.
Yeah.
it was very sad.
I would say it was.
And I love sad
there
music.
There might be a 3 to 5 year span where it was very, very predictable.
Yeah.
I knew what you were going to sing about. I knew what the lyrics of your songs were going to be.
Some type
everyone's
of body
using
of water.
Them. Right.
Whether it be an ocean or a river
lambs, puddles. Shepherds,
yeah. Lions,
the found,
yeah.
The lost, whatever.
Yeah.
Leave the 99, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone was, there's a river, there's an ocean.
There's a pirate ship.
Yeah, somewhere. But it was very, very, it got very predictable. What yeah. I like about what they've done with this new album is it's not predictable at all.
Good.
The dynamics of the songs are different. The progressions of the song are different. Mm-hmm. The lyrics, it's not like intro, verse, pre-chorus. Chorus.
So if we
verse
ever
two.
Do play it at church, it's going to be all over the
right,
place.
It's going to be all over the place. It's going to be like bridge 7, verse 2.
Seven, bridge.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be crazy, you know? So
drums
that's,
in.
That's what I've liked about it. So this is a song. It's called Good Grace from United. And you think it kind of starts kind of slow and mellow, but man, it gets me
every
time.
Is this the actual track? Or is this live?
This is a live recording.
Okay.
You think that sounds very mellow, but it picks up towards the end. And I mean, it the hair will stand up on your arms, and you'll find yourself singing along with it because, yeah. I mean, it just builds and builds and builds.
It sounds like I'm going to be a total douche when I say this, but there's something really powerful about everything dropping out, just people singing and drums going by themselves.
The kick.
There is so, yep. It is, and I'm not saying that because I play drums.
No.
There is something to.
When you can feel.
Yeah.
All right, so that you're in an environment and mm-hmm. you can feel that kick drum, not hit your chest, but inside of your chest.
Like in your gut.
I mean, it moves you, man. Yep. I mean, there's something about it.
Yep. I like that. I've never heard that before until today.
And like I said, it builds and builds and builds. And I mean, they start rocking. Cool. And it's pretty good. I like it.
All right. Well, I'm going on the complete opposite side of the spectrum here. So last week Blink-182 announced that they are going on tour.
Without Tom DeLonge.
But they are going on tour with Lil Wayne.
God.
And everyone hates it. I don't know why everyone hates it. I think it's great. I was talking with Allie about it the other night. I was like, I want to go.
Name me one Lil Wayne song.
I like Go DJ.
Okay.
That one's really good. Fireman is really good. Okay. These are some old ones that I really liked.
Do you have a Lil Wayne voice?
Yeah. He's interesting. But you know what I like about Lil Wayne?
He's a little.
He goes into the booth without any lyrics written down anywhere. He just goes in and everything is a freestyle.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. Mm. And you may not think that it's really in-depth lyrics, but the man comes up with all that stuff on the spot when he's in the booth.
Yeah. That's impressive.
That is amazing. So I'll give him that, man. It's awesome. But I do like Lil Wayne. But I love Blink-182. And then they have Neck Deep on tour with them as well. So that is a freaking awesome show. I want to go. And everyone's crapping all over it because they did a video where I think this is where they went wrong. Of course, I thought it was cool, but this is where I think they went wrong. They did a video to promote the tour where they mixed a Millie by Lil Wayne and What's My Age Again. And it does go together well. It's just people just automatically was like, how dare you ruin What's My Age Again?
Yeah.
So anyway, I think it's awesome. I really want to go to the show.
Okay.
So I started listening to a lot of Blink, some newer Blink. I say newer, it came out like three years ago. But this song is the opener off their last album, California. And this song is called Cynical.
Took Tom DeLonge's spot?
Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio.
Yeah.
And I think he was a good addition to that because whenever Tom DeLonge brought Blink back after doing Angels and Airwaves for a long time, that first album after they got back together was basically an Angels and Airwaves album. It didn't really sound like Blink at all. And people realized that, and that made a lot of people mad. So they were like, we want Blink. We don't want Angels and Airwaves. We've already got that. So once he announced he was done and he went on to do more alien research, they decided to bring in Matt Skiba. And I think it was a good addition to him because he's been doing, you know, Alkaline Trio has had the same sound for the most part for years and years and years. And it was just a good fit. I really like Matt Skiba being with them. So Those dudes are all like 40 plus now and still playing crazy fast punk music, and it's just awesome.
Yeah.
So very excited for some new music from them and that tour, because I am going to try to go.
Okay.
Yep.
I have a review.
Oh, okay.
Or more of a comment.
Okay.
And it's not the most positive.
Oh. What?
But it deals with you.
Oh, great. All right. Lay it on me.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. Why does Blake talk about people like we know who they are? We don't know who you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
And we don't know the places you're talking about.
Don't lie to me.
I live in Texas. I don't know what the olive oil tree has book-wise, but I'm sure I'm never going to go, referencing our last episode with the olive tree bookstore. Also.
Also me?
Yes.
Oh, also, great.
Also, why does he insist on using people's names like we grew up with one another? I have no idea who these people are. That was it.
I'm not going to change a dang thing. No, so
you do you.
I'm going to be myself.
I think it's more tongue in cheek, more than.
Sure.
He's not mad.
Oh, he's mad.
Or, yeah, that's right. I don't think he's mad.
It's fine. Yeah. It's whatever, I guess. But
olive oil tree. I have no clue who these people are.
You need to get on our level then. That's all I can say about
and
that.
And when earlier in the beginning of this, you were like, yeah, and Christine. And as soon as you said that, I thought about this. I was like, oh, these people have no idea who Christine is.
Well, listen, I have another review here.
But here's
up.
The deal. Like, you're talking to me.
Yeah.
We're recording ourselves talking to one another.
I forget that we have listeners all over the place. Right. I still think that a lot of people who listen to this.
It's just you, me, and Lee.
Right.
And Allie. And that's it.
And that's it.
And my mom. Johansson's. Your mom doesn't listen to this.
No, she doesn't listen to this.
She'd crap her pants if she listened to this.
But she supports us no matter what.
That's right.
I actually have a review right here.
Oh, a real one?
Yeah, let's read the. Oh. Blake, I think you do a fantastic job, and you make me feel like I'm right there with you, and I know everybody that you're talking about. So keep doing what you're doing. Thank you, and God bless you.
Yeah,
and that's really sweet of them. Sweet. That's right. Whatever. All right. Well, that is our show on Christian Clickbait. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes.
You can find us on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. All you have to do is just search for Not Religious Podcasts. Leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, and we'll be sure to read it right here on the show like we just did. We're also a part of the Coming Right Up Network, and you can catch us every Sunday night at 5:30 on comingrightup.org. And while you're there, go ahead and check out the rest of the shows that are on the network, because they're pretty flippin' awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
And I also want to give a quick shout out to our friend from Down Under.
Down Under.
Michael Pulser.
That's a horrible accent.
Whatever.
I just screwed that up. Down Under.
Michael Pulser has a book coming out. He hosts the Personal Upgrade podcast. His book is called Personal Upgrade, The Different Approach to Self-Discovery and Enhanced Abilities Using the Alpha Dude System. What a title.
What?
But go check it out. It's available on Amazon.
So. Check his podcast out, too.
Yep, check his podcast out. It is super awesome.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We will catch you guys next week.
Be nice to one another.
Toodaloo.
What's going on, podcast land? If you ask my wife what I own more than anything, she will quickly tell you that it's t-shirts. And guess what? I'm about to add to that collection thanks to Faith Attire. Since 2012, Faith Attire has been stacking up an incredible collection of streetwear with a message. T-shirts, hats, baseball tees, the whole nine yards. Their excellence is displayed through their products, but their vision and purpose is even greater. Head on over to faithattire.co to browse their catalog and use the promo code NRP116 to get 15% off your order. That's NRP116. Faith Attire, apparel for the selfless.